This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, November 20th, 2013. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Christina Thomas. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, a report about how some local Marshall Island migrants may be eligible to enroll in the Arkansas Healthcare Marketplace for private insurance.
Plus, we go backstage at the Walton Arts Center. Check in with meteorologist Dan Scoff for an explanation about the extreme changes we've seen in weather lately, and more.
But first, in an effort to better monitor the hours truck drivers are behind the wheel, devices will soon be required in trucks that will replace paper logs required today. Drivers are limited to only working 14 consecutive hours, and Lance Turner, a reporter with Arkansas Business, says the electronic onboard recorders will ensure they don't work more than that.
The Arkansas Trucking Association is behind this 100%. A lot of the work to get this going is going to begin next month. They'll have 2 years then after that to make sure all of these trucks are outfitted. We're talking about a $2 billion project to get this done, affecting about 3 million U.S. truck drivers across the country. And these devices, you know, cost is a concern for some of these trucking companies. These high-end electronic devices can cost, you know, is upwards of $2,000. Smaller-end devices can cost from $300 to $400 per truck.
But with a federal mandate set to take effect at the beginning of 2016, there is little doubt that the trucking companies will install the devices.
Arkansas Red Cross officials are on standby to help assess storm damage from weekend storms in the Midwest that may have caused close to $1 billion in damage. Bridget Williams with the Red Cross says the Red Cross began responding to the area soon after the storms hit.
Our neighbors in Michigan, Indiana, Illinois, Ohio, Missouri, and Tennessee did suffer damage, and unfortunately we've had loss of life. But almost immediately, as soon as the storm moved through the area, we had Red Cross crews out from those various states checking on people. We've opened more than 25 shelters across five states.
Williams says mobile units may be enlisted to provide food, cleanup kits, and other supplies to residents who are trying to rebuild their lives after recent tornadoes.
We are kind of in a hole pattern, if you will. More than 21 mobile units are currently on the scene from numerous states, including those that were hit, as well as Minnesota and Kansas and Nebraska. So at this time, we're just holding because, as you can imagine, there's still a lot of debris cleaning up and what have you to increase the ability to move around in those areas. So at this point, if we get the call, we have crews ready to go and help.
Williams says Arkansas crews remain on alert to aid in recovery efforts after the destruction of more than 1,000 homes and businesses. Initial estimates show the storms may have caused nearly $1 billion in damage.
The currently unoccupied acreage of the former Tyson Mexican original site in Fayetteville has moved one step closer to being home to new retail, green space, or other developments. Last night, the Fayetteville City Council unanimously approved a resolution in support of a request for proposal process to sell and develop the undeveloped 5.8 acres. The resolution called for reclassifying the parcel to city neighborhood zoning and to take bids for the land. The council also approved an amendment to the ordinance proposed by Alderwoman Sarah Marsh, which would require a minimum percentage of land sold to be retained by developers as usable green space.
So, you know, if they're developing it in a dense pattern, then we'll probably need a little bit more. Whereas if it's a few single-family residences, we could get away with less. So there are guidelines that determine how much is that recommend an amount of green space or community garden space per residential unit, and I think that we need to consult those.
Neighborhood gardens, parks, and green space were among the top three priorities of ward residents who participated in a recent public input session regarding how the city should use the land in question. The minimum required amount of green space will be suggested by city staff when it drafts the request for proposals for the land sale. Another amendment to the resolution requests that potential developers adhere to the city's low-impact design standards.
Gerber Products will be moving forward with an expansion at its Fort Smith plant after the city's board of directors yesterday authorized the issuance of taxable industrial development bonds for the company. According to the City Wire, the bonds will be issued in the amount of $150 million and be repaid in full by Gerber with no liability to the city. The expansion will result in 90 additional jobs through increased production at the plant.
A Springdale copper assembly producer will expand its facility. According to the Arkansas Economic Development Commission, American Tubing Incorporated, which produces copper components for the air conditioning and refrigeration industries, announced yesterday it will add 20,000 square feet for an aluminum copper component production line. The expansion, set to be ready for production sometime in 2014, will give the company 80,000 square feet of production space at the Springdale facility and add 50 new employees with an overall payroll increase of $1.35 million. The company has been in operation since 1976 and is a subsidiary of National Tubing Holding of Birmingham, Alabama.
The Razorback women's basketball team earned its fourth straight victory of the season last night with a 66-51 win at home over Middle Tennessee State. Arkansas is now 4-0 and will remain home to play another non-conference game against Missouri this Friday evening. Forecast this evening calls for cloudy skies with a 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms in northwest Arkansas, a 60% chance of showers in the Arkansas River Valley, with overnight lows around 49 degrees. Tomorrow, an 80% chance for showers and thunderstorms in northwest Arkansas, and a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the River Valley, with highs around 60. Tomorrow evening, an 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms with overnight lows in the lower 40s.